Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. There is something about true stories, John. So Big Fork native Luke Votava, he has taken the true story of his grandparents' love and written a musical about it. The debut is tomorrow night. Patty Feld is joining us now to tell us more about it. Good morning, Patty.
Hello, Heidi. Hi, John. I'm so glad that you're willing to talk to us today.
So tell us about this hometown boy writing a musical.
If you don't mind, I have a surprise for you, and I will tell you what we're going to do, and then he, our composer, can tell you about it.
That sounds good? That sounds great.
Great. All right, so for the very first time, we are going to have a sing-through, read-through of a brand-new piece of musical theater. Every arts organization ought to be creating new arts so that in the future there is some besides old art. And it's like Carrie's new music that she does. You just have to have new music around. So what we have decided to do is take Luke's musical. He has brought us 7 professional classically trained singers, a wonderful pianist to accompany, and we're going to have them standing up with music stands, singing through his work, and yesterday he heard it for the first time at a rehearsal. So that's what's happening at 7 o'clock at the Edge on Saturday. It's brand new for our audience. It'll be just a wonderful way to watch new art be made for, well, it'll be the second time at a rehearsal tonight, and the third time when we perform it at 7 on Saturday. So now may I turn you over to the composer?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay.
Hello, Heidi.
Hi, Luke. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the inspiration behind your work, Dee and Jack. Who are they?
They are my grandparents. They say if, you know, when you start to write a work, you always do it on a subject that you will never get tired of. And I can never get tired of family. And so it just made sense to me that that is what I should write about. And it's not only that, but they had just such an amazing story, their life out in the Red River Valley of the North. It's one of those stories where it's a lot of the things you just can't even make up. It just had to have been lived. And so I thought, you know, their story would just make a great musical, and so that's exactly what I did. I took 3 years to start the process, or to go from the initial writing of a first song all the way to completing it.
So, yeah, tell us a little bit, how do you, I don't even know how to ask this question because it seems so big to me. Like, not only are you writing their story, but you're writing their story in song. Like, what are the songs like? What kind of story are they telling?
Well, it is, like in real life, you have the low points and the high points, and their life had plenty of low points, but they always found the light in even the darkest of situations. It's really a story of the triumph of the human spirit overall. And they were just incredibly human people that they just, there's a little something in the show for everybody because I think it's something that we all can relate to. Many of the things that they went through in their life. Everything from cancer to adoption to poverty, games, lots of dancing, singing, having fun. It's life.
Yeah. So how do you, what's the feeling behind your story? So you said you wrote this first song, and they always say a good story's got to have a great beginning, a great middle, and a great end. How'd you write that first song?
Well, the first song, it started out as a project for my final in music composition back in undergrad, and I wrote this song, and I thought, you know, it was about an old barn that was on their farm, and I thought, you know, I would really like to make like a song cycle. And pretty soon, one song led to another, and then led to another, and that song cycle started to grow more into a full-fledged show, and then I thought, you know, there should be some dialogue to connect these songs, and Then it turned into a full-fledged musical.
Wow. We're talking with Luke Votava. His play that's based on his grandparents' life, Dee and Jack, is in performance tomorrow night at the Edge Center for the Arts in Big Fork. So Patty kind of talked about how this is kind of part of the process. What are people actually going to see tomorrow night?
What you're going to see is it's a staged read and sing through. And so it's where everyone is lined up on stage with, you know, their music and music stands. And it will all be almost like an oratorio, if anyone has ever seen an oratorio. There will be no staging, no costumes. It's just going to be the actors and their music and the wonderful piano. And there will be some narration to help put the time and place of where we are at throughout the show.
So tell us, what did you learn about your parents by doing this?
Grandparents.
Grandparents, I mean.
Well, you know, I never got to meet my grandpa because he died at a young age. And so I had to do some hunting around. He would send these beautiful love letters to my grandma when he was in the war. And I found the letters that he sent her, and I got to read through all these letters and get an idea of his syntax and how he thought and how he spoke. And that's how I got to know him better, as well as all the wonderful stories that my family would tell me. And so that it's really been a way for me to discover who my grandpa was and how he lived. And my grandma, I was always very close with my grandma, Denora. Dee was her nickname. When she got older, she moved to Big Fork. And I would, you know, walk over, meet her after school every day. And it was just, and even Patricia Feld, the director, she knew her very well. Many people in the town knew her. And we're acquainted with her. She was one of those people that if you met her once, you knew you would remember her.
Wow. So, Luke, you grew up in Big Fork?
Yes, I did. Yep.
Now, I think people from cities might not think that someone who grew up in such a small town, really rural area, would have this passion for writing not just plays, but musicals. What did Big Fork do for you? How did that inspire you to do this career in musical theater?
Well, it's a fantastic community. The love in the community is just wonderful. And the people here are wonderful. And having all the music teachers that I had when I was younger here at BHS, all really helped me, propel me, to give me the foundation I needed to go on and go off to college. And they were all very integral, and even not just the music teachers, but all my high school teachers and elementary teachers. They just really solidified a good foundation for me to go out and learn new things and go and create something.
I bet some of them will be there tomorrow night, huh?
Yes, I have been hearing from some that they cannot wait to come. And so I'll be very glad to get to see them, because it's been quite a few years since I've gotten to see many of them.
Dee and Jack by Luke Votava will be on stage tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. It's at the Edge Center for the Arts in Big Fork. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for children. Luke, it was great to meet you, and we wish you all the best for tomorrow night.
Thank you so much. It was so great to talk with you.
Thanks a lot. You're listening to the Friday Morning Show, Area Voices, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.